Who wants a new car? Many people these days. How about a certified used car? Maybe even more readily available than a new car. Rorik Honda is the only dealership in town to offer new car engine warranty, 3-day exchange policies, and lifetime oil and filter exchanges.
Plus lifetime loaners and lifetime PA inspections, thanks to what? The Rorik Advantage. As always, visit RorikHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now we start the Ajagoff podcast, not from Duquesne, PA, past Kennywood, but right here in the south side of Pittsburgh, Traveler's Rest.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word Jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word Jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the out of you.
Yeah, Jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, Jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
Hey, it's Rick Sivak.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Antonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
This is John and Rachel. This is the Jagoff Podcast, and you can download it, subscribe to it. We would hope that you would subscribe to it every week because we're here, and we want you to say nice things as well.
Yeah, if you have nothing nice to say, iTunes, say nothing.
Right. If you go over to iTunes, you can leave a comment. We would appreciate that. Every week as we start the podcast, we tell you we are in the South Side right now. This is where we talk about what was on the blog.
My favorite story was Ruben Campos. Yes, you know Ruben because he is the... he was the Channel 11, chopper, reporter, pilot, all those good things. He took a photo. You know, we do this at holiday time where we say, go into Michael's, go into Pat Kattan's, all those kind of places, and spell out Jagoff. You know how there's like letters that are stockings and fun little like holiday things? Spell out Jagoff. People do it all the time. We highlight it. Ruben took it a step further, and it's football season, so he took footballs that spelled out Jagoff and tagged us, so we absolutely loved it. It got so much traction because he's just a stand-up guy, and that was and one of the blog
posts. We love when you take those pictures, especially when you're game enough to get it in a selfie.
Yeah.
Because then you're proud of the work you've done.
That's
there
at
whatever
story.
Michael's stores or those.
Speaking
craft
of
stores.
Pride, what was the other thing? It was a video of JC walking the runway because he was part of the David Allen fashion show, which actually was really good because it was patroning two very small nonprofits, one of which is Cuddles for Kids, the other one Steel City Impact,
which is working with Stowe Rocks High School, which is where I went a million years ago.
So anyway, John walked with like a bunch of MMA fighters and WWE wrestlers and Vanessa Campagna, who is a singer from here in Pittsburgh and is now in Nashville. And it was just such an amazing night. They raised $25,000 alone just for Cuddles for Kids. But John took our parking chair and our beer and gave it away.
They conveniently smashed me between some guys that are very well built. They took their shirts off.
It was Ryan Shazier, Charlie Batch, and then John Chamberlain. I'm not kidding you. It was so perfect.
These guys flexed their muscles. So I'm like, I have nothing. I have no game. So I walked out and handed out beers became the hit of the party, to be honest with you. So in the meantime, then our blog the other day, like switched it up at the last second in the morning because I cannot believe that the road construct. Listen, I know we all need road construction. I get it. The bridges even need more attention. But why would you decide to do construction on the two bridges that are parallel to each other? They're each an exit route for the other one.
Did everyone notice I took time to take my coffee because I knew he was
the McKees Rocks Bridge and the I-79 bridge are the escape routes for each other.
He was
and
so
now
mad.
They're both worked on at the same time.
He's not
time.
Kidding that he changed our blog post literally that morning because he's like, who does this?
So do these
like
people not know?
People commented like crazy.
Do they not know what Google Calendars is? Like, hey, I'm working on this bridge, so don't work on yours.
They're just not synced.
Right.
Yeah, they're not synced with the other construction workers.
All right, done. Rant done. We have a really good podcast today because Josh Axelrod with the PG.
He's our favorite writer, and I don't care who feels bad. You know, sometimes I'm like, well, I love Picklesburg, but Irish Fest is my other favorite. No, I'm not even playing the mom game. Josh Axelrod's my favorite writer. He comes on quarterly. We absolutely love it because we think he does the most amazing stories here in Pittsburgh.
And Jeff is somebody you don't know. You've never seen him on PTL, but he's always behind the scenes running the camera with Selena Pompiani when we're in Isuzu and doing all these great shots. And how long has it been since you've been trying to wrestle him to come on our podcast?
Without exaggeration, a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a busy guy. I mean, I don't expect him to just drop. He has to go to like multiple places. He's not the Ajaga podcast where we end up in Duquesne and then back to the South Side and we lived here for four decades.
Right. He made it to Jamestown and back without ever getting lost.
Yeah, exactly.
And so anyways, he has a lot of behind. Well, we just want to talk to him about, you know, we love unique jobs all the way from the guy who curates the ice at PPG Paints to, you know, someone who drives around in the news truck every day and gets free parking wherever you go, gets fed and then takes pictures, right?
Well, and it's the
sounds like a super easy job.
It's the it's the perfect place for him to be. I'm glad that this was the location that worked out, because we would love for PTL to come here. Now that we've walked in and seen it, we're like, oh my gosh, how can you not? And where are we? In the South Side, John.
We are in the South Side.
I am proximity challenged. John is not, so I'm sorry that we did not end up here, but we get to talk to Mary Beth and Paul. Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. We had no idea what to expect. We knew by the picture like what we were looking for, but pulling in, seriously, everything is right here. Who knew that this was going to be the perfect place? Tell us the story about how you're here in the South Side and what all goes on here. Are these people, I'll let you talk, but here's my biggest question. Are people coming in from out of town to stay here, or are typical Pittsburghers saying, I need to stay because I have an event happening, you know, within downtown, Station Square, something like that? What are you getting mostly?
I'd say likewise, or I'm
both.
Both. Okay. But certainly more people come in from out of town.
Okay.
You know, but we also like the idea of lots of people coming in, like you said, for games and concerts. We just had the Elton John concert, so a lot of our guests last night attended that.
What did this building used to be? You know, Pittsburgh's everything's used to, right?
Yeah, that's it.
This building, very unassuming from the outside. You know, and it was the executive office for a wrought iron manufacturer named Byers, Ham Byers. They were actually the world's largest manufacturer at the time. They had a mill across the street, and they ran payroll out of here, and some of the execs worked out of here. So when they built it out in 1883, you know, it was really well-crafted.
So this wood that we're seeing on the walls, if you're listening to the podcast, you make sure you go back and look at it on Facebook on Saturday, because the wood that we're seeing was built by them. Is it restored?
Yes. Yeah. This was all, it was restored in the 80s, and there were some repair parts that, you know, put back to it, but it is largely all original from 1883.
I mean, this is Pittsburgh head to toe. You have all the original globes are all Westinghouse globes.
Right.
When we exposed the upstairs and the ceiling, there was a big I-beam stamped Carnegie USA.
Wow.
And then Byers, you know, so you're a lot, and the owner of it, A.M. Byers, was real close with George Westinghouse. They were buddies, so he was involved with a lot of his companies.
Did you
as well.
All of this research like prior to, because you wanted to open this, or what was the sort of thought process behind wanting this place to become what it is?
Well, I think it first started when we learned that the Gap Trail, the Great Allegheny Passage, was going to be completed, and we first opened as a hostel. We thought, oh my gosh, Pittsburgh could sustain a hostel with all of these people coming on this trail. And it seemed like such great location with, you know, the trail development going on in the city. We're right off of two blocks off the trail. That was our main goal. And then when we came in and saw it, just as most people walk in, oh my gosh, it's perfect.
Take your breath away.
It's such a great setting.
Yeah.
The history came during the permitting process, which was a bit longer than we expected.
Yeah. You know, Pittsburgh helped us out. It was a quick 4 years to get the license. Yeah, right?
It was a perfect storm of things. But actually, our first real history of the company and the family as well, because Mr. Byers had a mansion on the north side. It's now a community college admin building, Byers Hall.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was Ron Baraff from
Rivers of Steel.
I was going to say, yeah, Rivers of Steel and
oh, yeah.
With the Carrie Furness.
Yeah.
He came over and told us all of this history about the family, about the building, about the company. So that's where we kind of, and then started doing some more research, always searching for a picture. If anyone knows anyone that ever worked for this company, and has a picture of this building. Yeah, here's my call out.
Really?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I was so excited
at
first.
We need to find this.
Yeah. I thought like, oh wow, it's not at my fingertips. And now like 6 years later, I would really
haunting
love
you. Yeah, right, right.
So speaking of history, let's talk about your history, right? Like what led you to this? Like what was going either really wrong or really good in life? You know, because when, you know, like we need a switch somewhere.
Yeah, because who says I want to open a hostel? Like that's so crazy here in Pittsburgh, right?
We like to tell everyone if we weren't so naive going into this, you wouldn't be sitting here. Right now,
you know okay, fair enough.
But we did a lot of traveling overseas and we worked in these sort of places and we've been together for a long time. So we've been talking about it for about 20 years, you know, or 15 years at that point. And then the trail, you know, seeing that Pittsburgh was establishing a travel circuit, you know, that we saw in a lot of different places. That's why we put this place up, you know.
Are you guys originally from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We're both Pittsburghers.
Okay.
And
thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're like, no Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're from Akron.
Cleveland. Yeah,
we saw the opportunity. And now, I mean, we have travelers from all over the world coming in. We've got a group from New Zealand that's coming in in about a week or two. You know, we just had two guests that were from England. We're asking them about the Queen.
Yeah.
What the heck do you think about that?
Wow.
It's amazing the pull that this trail has nationally and then also internationally.
Absolutely.
So for the Yinzers that listen to the podcast that or expat Yinzers, this is a great place. If you're not placing it, it's so close to the Smithfield Street Bridge, the 10th Street Bridge.
Yeah.
It allows you to go out and bike. It allows you to go out and walk right down into downtown.
Sure.
And then also access the South Side and pretty easily access Station Square.
Yeah, we're right down in this area that is starting to be developed. It was kind of overlooked, you know, as Butler Street and all these places grow. This was overlooked, but now with the terminal building, you know, they put a big development and the new brewery in there, and there's a couple other spots. This area is starting to be noticed.
Now, do you guys cook here? Do you, are there sort of like
they have
a continental
coffee.
Breakfast?
We do have great coffee.
Thanks,
La Prima. Espresso. Yeah. We kind of joke and say, we're kind of like a bed and breakfast. We'll make the bed, you make the breakfast.
Oh, okay.
I love that. It's like being at home.
Yeah, we supply our kitchen with, you know, bananas and oranges and some yogurts in the fridge and then some ingredients to make oatmeal and such. And then everyone gathers around in the kitchen in the morning if they like. If they're not heading out to a diner, they can grab something here, relax, talk to other travelers. And
do you guys live here?
Okay. No, someday it would be a dream, but this project is enough for now. It's intense. Like Paul said, back to what started that one question. I mean, we have a different company, Green Gears Pedicabs, and he had kind of gotten it. All right, I'm running it. You know, it's running itself a little bit, and I'm bored. And I said, next time, let's just learn how to be bored. Let's just learn how to sit. Because he's just coming up with all kinds of ideas.
No, but it's the way Pittsburgh, and I'm kidding, John, it's fine. John was asking like 8 questions in a row. And I was like, but I wanted to ask about that because I saw it in the show notes that Mackenzie did about green, what is it, green?
Green gears.
Yeah. So what is that?
So I came across you guys at Picklesburg because we clean up. So we have, did you see the trash haulers?
You know, that's why you look familiar. You're on the bike. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So this is half of what we do. We have a lot of contracts for, you know, Arts Fest and Light Up Night and Picklesburg and a bunch of the large
And for
ones.
Those who don't know what he just said, when you're at a Pittsburgh event and you watch that you're supposed to put your cups and your food in different bins, and if you don't, these people walk through with their gloved hands and pull
this
stuff around.
They slap your hands for not doing it right.
And that's funny. We just saw folks at the Pittsburgh Irish Festival doing this kind of stuff. And we're like, oh, my God. Like, that's amazing.
But do you remember he stopped and talked to us, John?
Yeah, I stopped and talked. Great. That was a nice one because we had the little alley behind.
Yes.
Hauling the whole time.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah anything from, like, 200 to, you know, 200,000 now. We're do the groundskeeping for.
Wow.
Amazing. Yeah.
That's amazing.
And then we also do the rickshaw service that's over at the stadium.
Oh, okay.
So people rent those out. And then, like, you know, with La Prima, we had cargo bikes where we delivered their coffee to all their accounts. We got our hands in a lot of different things.
They do way more unique things than us. I'm not jealous.
We need to focus.
Radio.
We need to focus.
We need, no, it's
same.
Not a joke.
We now have same. To, don't go
we
to
now
Duquesne.
Have to bike it's coffee true. Around into yeah. garbage cans. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But just again, for people who are listening, if they didn't see this piece, you know, obviously you can go to Facebook and see, you know, the visual. But is this the room where everybody gathers? This is like the yeah. entrance, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we call it the Great Room because it's a great room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, 14-foot ceilings with windows almost as high. And I mean, this woodwork, it's...
And you guys, not a cobweb. I just want to tell you, I am a lunatic. And I looked up and I was like, wow. I don't know how they get that clean, but there's not a cobweb on anywhere to be seen. It's beautiful.
We clean a lot. Actually, yeah. as soon as this is over, we will go and start cleaning.
Yes. Oh, okay. Okay.
No, but we know, like, we run it as a hotel now, so all the amenities are private. We know what we want
sure.
when we stay places. So it's immaculate. It's yep. got very comfortable mattresses, good coffee in the morning.
How many rooms, just for people to know?
We have 8 rooms total. Okay. So we have 6 guest rooms on the second floor. And down here, we've got our high-end, we call it the buyer's suite. It's a 2-room suite made up of Mr. Byers' old conference room and private office with an ensuite bathroom inside. And then we also have the bunker on the first floor behind the kitchen because we didn't want to price out all of the guests that had got us here first 2 years operating yeah. as a hostel. So it's like a sliding scale room. The restroom is downstairs. It's a refurbished old mill workers bathroom with soapstone walls. And
stop.
It's super cool. I mean, just every inch of this building.
It is so cool.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's been amazing.
I never knew what a hostel was until my kids played hockey in Boston. And that's like literally all they have are hostels. If you want to pay a couple $100 a night. It was
yeah.
crazy. I never... Pittsburgh was behind the times. Anyway, go ahead, John.
All right. So before we ask you the question of the day, how does everybody follow you online?
So you can follow us. We're on Facebook. We're on SSTRPGH is our handle for Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram and Facebook are the two okay. best ways. And then our website has pictures and all the information, real-time booking. Nice. As well.
Well, we appreciate you accommodating us. We have other guests coming up here and some music coming up. But in the meantime, the big question of the day.
Are you having me decide?
Do
I
it.
Guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Elton John was in town last night. Favorite Elton song?
Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's.
Oh.
She was quick.
That's a unique one.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. You put me on the spot here.
Levon's also really good.
Yeah. Levon, yeah. That is an excellent song.
We did this after Billy Joel, too, you remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Billy Joel, and So It Goes.
Man, you like the off ones. That's awesome.
I do.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Music, and then we're going to talk to Jeff.
Jeff!
It was a Friday night, and we headed out to the show.
Daughter Rachel, we are back at Traveler's Rest. It is not a hostel. It's an amazing bed and breakfast here on the South Side. Finally, John is not kidding. Every time we ran into Jeff, the camera guy for PTL at Isazu specifically, right? We would say, we have to get you on because we want, your unique job is so unique because of how many things you've gotten to see. Plus, you get, let's face it, you get to work with some of the most amazing people in this industry. That crew and cast for PTL just truly amazes us.
We do have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we're at different places every day.
Yes.
Kind of like what you guys do.
Kind of, but you guys do it better. And we just kind of,
we're
schleps.
That's not true.
We go to Duquesne first, Jeff. You don't do that.
Yeah, I knew where to come. I knew where to I got here first. I was here first.
Thank you.
No doubt about it, yeah. And then the good news is he already knew, like, don't aim the camera towards the windows and those.
Yeah, I got you all set up.
So
we had it all figured out.
As Rachel said, the PTL cameraman that we know, but there's a whole team. And before we even talk about, like, you know, we always want to know, like, who wears the most moose, you know, and that kind of thing, and who gets there late, who gets there early, but all those little tidbits. But before we go there, let's just talk about the PTL. We had Ron Smiley on a few weeks ago and just talked about the family essence of not the PTL show, but the PTL gang.
People.
Like, you all seem to just really, it just clicks.
Yep.
And it can't be replicated.
We all get along. We, you know, like every little family, there's always a little,
sure.
you know, there's something going on. You might have a little problem with somebody, but it's all family. We all just have a great time. We like to tell the stories of Pittsburgh.
We talked. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're
no,
fine.
We talked a little bit about, you know, with Ron about the fact that why isn't anybody replicated that, you know, another station? And he said,
you can't.
You know what he said? You can't, because it's just grown organically over the years.
Yeah. We are shocked that others don't do it. It's it's a great way to show off the city. And it's a blessing to be able to do it. It's great every day. Yeah. Every day we're somewhere else.
And Jeff, from the geeky journalism standpoint, right? You know, I started in journalism. I love knowing about journalists. You've been there over 20 years?
Yes, I'm in my 20th year at KDK. Yes.
For KDK. Mm-hmm. So how did your journey get there? Where did you start? Was it always behind the scenes? Is that what you wanted?
Oh, yeah, this is weird. This is really weird.
Okay. Yeah. You're not even looking at the phone.
Yeah, I started in my hometown in West Virginia, working at a small station for about 5 years, and then took another job in West Virginia in Charleston. On a whim, took a job in North Carolina for an NBC station. And then from there, met my now wife, who was working at Wake Forest University, and we decided to move back to Pittsburgh. She's from Shaler. So we moved back in 2000, and I worked at Fox 53, WPGH, for 2 years.
Okay.
And then came to KDK and worked news for the first 17 years. So PTL was always a somebody's going to fill in for PTL. Somebody's going to go shoot it for PTL, but they didn't have that designated person. And when they offered that and you could apply for it, I said, I think I want to do that. I don't want to cover any more fires and
the bad news, right?
I want to cover the fun news. I was tired of meeting people on their worst day, right? That's what you do in news. You meet people on their worst day. And now I get to cover events that you guys go to. So you know they're fun, right?
That's sweet, yeah. But it's also, you know, again, to give kudos, it's not just this daytime, let's show off Pittsburgh. That's the essence, right? But you guys show things that people go, wow, I want to talk about this some more. So even though you're right, it's not the fire and the sort of depressing thing, there are things that you really want to talk about that let's face it, Pittsburgh has gone from this smog city, as I say all the time, to all these accolades, from best food to the fact that we have a place like this here now. And you guys really get to be the ones who celebrate it.
We get to celebrate it and we get to enjoy it. Yes. When we show up at those places, they feed us.
Yeah.
They feed us. They open the door and let me in. And they have parking for me, right? Like you said, they have parking for me.
As long as you park.
I get to go in and eat. Yeah. I get to go in and sometimes they might have a little drink in the morning at 9 o'clock. You know, you got to taste it.
Yeah, right? Sure.
You have to give a little taste.
Is that what's going on now, Jeff? I don't know.
No, okay. This is just coffee. Just coffee.
Okay.
Just coffee.
I feel judged right now, because when you go watch this Facebook Live, you're like, oh man, he should have framed me up way better than that.
Don't think about it.
So talk about, like, when you were in high school, grade school, was, you know, clearly iPhones and things like that, you know, they're all new, but were you thinking news, photographer, filmmaking, what were you thinking back
Not
there?
At all. Or think something? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
One of these days I'm going to get a real job. Because I just don't, it was never a thing back in high school.
Yeah.
A buddy of mine got into TV, and he was interning at the first station that I worked at. And I learned a little bit about that at that point. I'm like, that seems interesting. I don't remember that ever being mentioned in school as a job, right? I can do what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's kind of how it happened. My buddy Alan Dye, I'm going to see him this week.
How about
High school friends, my kindergarten friends, you know, that we still get together.
That's so cool.
Is what you do currently in the field for PTL, is it completely different if you say you're a TV camera person on the set of the news? You know, I know they don't have people on the cameras anymore. They're all remote control.
All robotics.
Is that different? Is that a different eye? Is it a different talent, different skill set?
I think it's the same.
Okay.
It's the same. You're still trying to get somebody to tell you their story.
Mm-hmm.
And
in a certain amount of time.
In a certain amount of time, yes. PTL, we have
God
a longer time.
Sausage,
God.
My boys. Yeah, there's a certain amount of time. Normally in news, you have a story that's going to be a minute 15.
Okay.
PTL, we can go 3 to 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Gives us more time to tell those stories.
Yeah.
That's sort of like the radio.
Yeah,
that's
we've what we had say. We've had to do this reverse. We've had to learn to shut up.
Yes,
because
it's so hard.
We can talk as long as we want. It's ours. We don't have any bosses other than the audience if they say, you know, whatever. But when we go to the radio station, it's four
they're
minutes
like,
and 4 seconds.
They're like, shut the hell up.
That's it. Be done in 4 minutes and 4 seconds.
Countdown, that countdown, right? Yeah. Yes. And I give that countdown a lot. I'm giving the rap. You know, I'm like, come on, you know, wrap it up.
Yeah, please.
And I'm very clear to people now because I gave this at one point to somebody and they said at the end, I thought you meant keep going. Oh. I was like, no, rap.
Jeff, rap. Sean and I go like this to each other. Like,
that's sort of like the night we were at the radio station and we had, who do we have there? And they were sitting across the computer from
me.
God, and
yeah.
I went like this. I put up my, for those
spirit fingers.
I put up like these five fingers on each hand, so 10 fingers. And they're like, oh, you're waving to me. Give me jazz hands. I'm like, no, 10 seconds. Yeah. We have 10 seconds left.
It was so bad. Yeah. It was
so I have a little spiel I go through to all the people that are going to be live because you get one shot. It's live.
Yeah.
We're live. That's going to be it.
I think the cool part with you is that we forgive the fact that you're from West Virginia because it's right there. It's like part of Pittsburgh,
it's
right?
The
like,
same.
Yeah, it's the same.
I grew up a Pittsburgh fan.
And I was going to say,
I grew up watching WTAE.
Right.
My parents watched WTAE.
How about that?
So for me, like, working at KDK, the day I worked with Don Cannon for the very first time in news, I'm just driving.
It's him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just and some of the legends that have been there.
Yeah.
It was
Joe
a great
DiNardo.
Time.
Yeah.
I never worked with Joe. Joe.
Wow.
A John Burnett, a Dennis Bowman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some of these classics.
But the fact that you were right there, but then coming to Pittsburgh and having been here for over 20 some years, what do you think, you know, it's a tough question to ask, but what have you seen the biggest change with? Because you have seen all of this growth and you've seen what it was like then to now. And again, PTL is the epitome of if you get PTL to cover your event, you've made it. It's the event. So what have you seen as the biggest change that you go, oh, this is what I love about Pittsburgh?
Boy.
I know. It's like picking your favorite kid.
One thing I look back being here 22 years is why didn't I buy something in Lawrenceville when I first moved here, right?
Yes.
Why didn't I buy that building in Lawrenceville back in 2000?
Right. Yeah.
I guess the biggest change is so many. It's foodie. There's so much food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's just so many places to get.
Yeah.
Just to go out for a great dinner, to go out and eat. There's so many great places to eat.
Yeah.
That wasn't like that 22 years ago.
No doubt.
Your dance card gets full, right? Because we say, we'll podcast from someplace and we only do it once a week. You do it 5 days a week, you know, and we say, oh my God, we have to go back there and eat.
Yeah.
And then eventually there aren't enough days in the week to go eat at all these places.
Yeah. And we would love to go to all the places I visit. The cider place that we were just at,
Taddy
Bogle.
Yeah.
That's a great spot.
Oh,
it's a bit of a drive. So how do I get back there? How can we get back there again?
Right.
So we're trying already. Selena and I are working on a plan to go do another story out there.
John teased yesterday that you were going to be, we were on the radio and we teased that you were going to be on the podcast. And he said, you know, Jeff has a great Selena story, which Selena ended up telling on the podcast about her wrecking the scooter.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
That's your call. She did talk about
it. She did talk about it. But what's another example, since we've already sort of gone through that, what's another example of something that you were like, this is not what I expected? And does it have to do with Selena, who, side note, is Monica's like absolute favorite news anchor in Pittsburgh?
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're all so much fun. I mean, Heather and David, we're very lucky. They come on the radio show, you know, once a week on Mondays to talk about what to expect on PTL. Mikey and Daisy have added so much. Selena, of course, you know we adore her.
I mean, Selena, that was classic. That's as classic as they come.
Is that right? Yeah.
And in the video, did she share the video with you?
No,
she did not.
Get her to share the video with you at some point, because that's... That's classic.
How about the opposite of that? You showed up, you're like, oh man, this is, I don't know, this really isn't quite what we thought. Then it turns out like, wow.
This is great.
That was fantastic.
Well, you have to make everything like that.
Yeah,
I mean, great point.
So, I mean, we go somewhere 5 days a week, and all five are not going to be.
Yeah.
You do have to make it interesting.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we get there a little early. We try to get there early.
Yeah.
Try to get there a little before the taping, just to be able to have a plan.
Yeah.
Because we will be live at 9:14.
Yeah.
Be ready with something by 9:14.
Yeah.
And so
and you
every
have to
day
rely on
that.
The people, right? You have to have the faith that they're going to present it well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not always the case.
Sure.
So then when that happens, it falls more on the reporter to cover and to carry that more
to
make it make it something like you guys are doing for me right now.
Oh, please. No, you're so interesting.
I think it's so interesting. And one more question before we let you go is that it's so interesting now that there are so many news shooters out there because of iPhones, right? So
everything's recorded.
Right. And so you can adapt and get some B-roll from somebody along the way, maybe, or is it, so is that making your job harder, easier, or does it just depends on the story in the day?
Oh, I think it's easier. If there's video for it, that's what we need, right? And we're not radio.
Right.
Yeah. We need the video, but the killer for me, vertical video.
I'm with you. Sean, give me a pound on that one. Yeah.
Drives him nuts.
These young kids who do, I sound like a 90-year-old man right now.
These young kids
who have to do reels, it's like, for God's sakes, turn your camera
sideways. Traffic and vertical videos, John.
It should be default. Everything should record horizontal unless you push a button to make it go vertical.
You're about to have atrial fibrillation or some kind of heart palpitations because we just found out George Potts from Fifth Influence just told us that he thinks we're only 18 months or less from having a full premiere, a full movie. Full-length movie done in portrait.
I won't watch
portrait,
that. That'll kill
portrait,
me. That'll
because
kill
that's
me.
What everybody wants.
And they, no, they're right. Who wants that?
And I, so then people we're going to go to the movie theater, and they're going to be these tall screens sitting there watching.
Clearly
that
there's
was
a
vertical,
demand.
I wouldn't be in the shot right now.
Right.
Exactly. How does this work?
Dude, that's so funny.
Makes you look thinner, maybe. Jeff Rupp, thank you so much for coming on. We've truly enjoyed you. We want you on again because there's too many stories to be told, and we just adore being around you. Where does everybody... Do you have any kind of social media? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But follow PTL, essentially, right? Pittsburgh Today Live.
PTL.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on... Selena gets me on that
stuff. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
The Instagram.
Her TikToks.
And Twitter. And I don't do the TikTok.
She hasn't gotten you to dance like her
dad.
Bob.
No. Bob. Yeah, pumping ain't easy. He's got it going on.
He does.
They were just at the zoo. I just saw him dancing at the zoo last night.
Hysterical.
God gave that guy everything. Good looks, hair, great hairline.
Great personality. They're good people.
I worked with Bob for years and traveled. Traveled all over the country with Bob to big events, and now I get to work with his daughter.
Yeah.
So, great people. No
good
question.
Good people to be around.
Are you an Elton John fan? Because the question of the day is, tell us your fave.
You know, I heard the other Elton John question, and I'm like, I have no idea.
You're not an Elton John fan. Yeah. Get out.
Whatever's on the radio is what I'll listen to.
Okay.
The radio being
Q92.9, right?
It's the only thing I listen to.
Yes, exactly.
That's our new soundbite, in case you didn't know. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure.
Very appreciate it.
Awesome. So we're hearing more from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. And Josh Axelrod is up next. I almost said on your Jagaphone. You.
She was looking fine and we was deep in love. Excuse me while I chug a lug a lug. Good Lord.
So we have Josh Axelrod from the PG back with us, and I don't know if we should talk about what you've been writing about or talk about the fact that you're about to be married.
3 weeks and one day.
Why not both?
Yeah.
Or 3 weeks from today.
Three weeks from tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
You went to D.C. for your bachelor party?
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago now. Okay. The week after that was a long week.
So
it took a minute to recover.
All your limbs are here. Your glasses aren't broken. So I guess it was a good time.
I partied like a 30-year-old. I told everyone, like, we're going to recreate a night that we would have in our mid-20s, but we're going to do it like we are 30-year-olds because we are.
I love that.
It worked out well.
Did anything hurt? Any hamstrings? Any biceps hurt the next day?
Only our stomachs. Oh, yeah. We just ate and drank our way across D.C. for about 48 hours.
Oh my God. But that's it. We were saying that's a great way to celebrate because so many bachelor and bachelorette parties are a little bit more, like I said, in my day, I'm married 22 years and we literally like hung out or we went to Chauncey's. I'm not kidding. Like that's what we did, you know, and now there's these great trips happening.
Yeah. And my fiance's bachelorette party is tonight.
Do we know where?
I'd rather not say for privacy reasons.
And it's not here.
Right. Yeah.
It is in Pittsburgh, but it's going to be cool. She's going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited
for her.
She has
a wonderful time.
Yeah.
We cannot wait because, you know, you've talked about it. I love seeing, you know, the gentleman talk so highly of getting ready to get married. It's been such a pleasure to see the journey. So we can't wait to hear
it. It is a journey, let me tell you.
Yes.
I think we're both ready to be married.
Yes.
The word elope has come up a couple times over the past couple weeks, just as things start closing in around us.
Yeah, the closed circuit.
But it's a joke. We're ready for a fun. Yeah. We're getting married at the aviary. It's going to be really great.
Out in the garden room mm-hmm. there.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, we did a podcast from the garden room at the aviary. It's beautiful. The garden outside of the garden room.
Yeah, you get married in the rose garden and then the reception's in the garden
room. Oh, yeah. I think we're going to do our first
looks at West Allegheny Park.
Yeah. Are we podcasting?
I think he's
from
inviting
there?
Us. Yeah. I think we'll be there.
So can we talk about your wedding a little bit? Like what new things are you incorporating that mean so much to both of you, but what are some of the traditions from your families that you'll bring to the wedding?
How much do I actually want to reveal?
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's up to you.
Well, the one cool thing I think that we're really doing is, so it's pretty non-denominational wedding, but there's this thing called a ketubah, which is a traditional like Jewish marriage contract. I think it used to be used to note that the wives were property of the husbands, but now it's just a fun thing that we do.
Yeah.
Just because it's a cool thing to have. And Ashley wrote ours, and she grew up Mormon, and she included some Mormon doctrine in it.
Oh, wow.
So it might be the only like dual Mormon Jewish ketubah ever written. And
that's
going to be on display at the wedding. So that's a real like combination of just who we both are and how we grew up.
Okay.
I love that. That's as a brainwashed cool. Catholic, I absolutely adore
and,
that that's what's happening.
Somehow she found an Etsy store that the background of the ketubah is the night sky of the night we're getting married.
Oh,
I don't know
wow.
how on earth she found that or how that exists, but we have it. It's in our closet, so I know it exists.
Wow.
That is really cool. Yeah. I love custom, don't you, whenever you hear that kind of stuff?
Oh my gosh, yeah. And so then what's going to change? Like, you know, once you're married, you know, life is going to kind of be the same, right?
What's going to change is that we're going to be no longer planning a wedding.
Yes. Yeah, the stress and the pressure.
It's extremely stressful. It's all for a good cause, but it's really just been the last 2 months, like as we get into crunch time.
Sure.
Okay. We actually had a really easy first year or so of planning, and now it's all happening at once. But no, I'm really excited to be married.
That's great. Will you be taking some time off or no?
Yes.
Okay.
This is a good message for anybody who needs me to do anything. Do not ask me to do anything in October.
That's why I was asking.
I was trying
to think of what we had going on.
I'm officially in get every story I can get in done before October 7th mode, because I'm taking basically the rest of the month off.
Okay.
So you're not going to see much from me from, I guess, past the 7th through the end of October.
Are you going away to celebrate?
Yes, we're going to New Orleans.
Ooh, that'll be so much fun.
Yeah, we're going to spend a week down there just eating and drinking our way through New Orleans.
Well, and we know what you do for the PG, but we talked about before the fact that, you know, does this mean you will not be on Twitter during the Steelers games? Because that's really entertaining.
Oh,
to
look
be
at John.
With you.
Look at his worries.
Do people actually like me on Twitter during the Steelers
John does,
game?
Yes.
That's
good to hear.
I turn your channel on when the games are on. I might not even be watching the game, but I enjoy the fact that you taunt and things like that. I love it.
I don't taunt. That's not fair.
You agitate. Stir.
Sure, I stir. I'll give you that.
I was going to say, Josh, you'll admit to it.
I'll give you stir.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think taunt is fair, but no, I just...
Okay.
I don't know. I have thoughts.
Yeah.
I hope people enjoy them.
So are we going to miss those while you're off? That's four games.
I mean, it truly just... Well, it's certainly not the Sunday I am getting married.
Yeah.
The Bills game... The Bills game, I apologize in advance, I guess. But the others, I'm not making any commitments to, just because, you know, I might have other priorities.
Fair enough.
Those days.
Fair enough.
And I might not be married much longer if I do that during our honeymoon.
I highly doubt that. Right. Josh comes on quarterly because he gives us kind of like the dish on more. I always say Netflix, but it's not just Netflix. It's the movies that are filmed here.
It is so much.
In Pittsburgh, yeah. And so what are you working on most recently? Because you've given me so many good pointers on what to start watching. And I told you, I did start A League of Their Own. Mm. Fantastic.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so good.
A League of Their Own rules.
So good. Well, yeah. And what is happening? What's going on now? The mayor of Kingstown, is that right?
Okay.
Or is that done?
No. So yeah, my summer was kind of ridiculous because we had four things that filmed here come out in rapid succession.
Right.
We had Cha-Cha Real Smooth on Apple TV Plus in June. We had Billy Porter's movie Anything's Possible in July. I actually just interviewed Renee Lee Scoldsberry, by the way. So we talked a little bit about that.
This is what he does. He just drops these damn names.
We had Jeff
I talked to her about She-Hulk of all things.
We have Jeff Rupi.
I might have followed Jeff during your conversation with him.
Gotcha.
Well, you know, if you need me, we'll talk. But yeah, and then we had A League of Their Own come out, and then we had Sprung come out, which is the Greg Garcia sitcom, which
yes.
I think just wrapped up this yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So I had all that come out in rapid succession, and somehow I survived that gauntlet.
Yeah.
And so currently in Pittsburgh, from what I understand, and if I'm missing something, someone can yell at me later, but Mayor of Kingstown, I'm pretty sure, is still here. And
okay.
From what I just saw on Facebook from one of the casting offices, I think they're on their final like 4 to 6 week stretch.
Okay.
They've been here for forever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they're the ones who keep filming in the Strip District, because I pass the Haddad trucks all the times.
Oh, yeah.
All the time down there. We also do have a Netflix movie filming here, The Deliverance.
Oh, right.
Lee Daniels movie with like Glenn Close and Anjanou Ellis and the kid from Stranger Things.
Oh,
so,
who
yeah.
just talked about Glenn Close? Somebody just said Glenn Close was so nice.
There have been
so
some
nice.
Glenn Close sightings around town.
Yeah, and that yeah. she was super nice and said hello to somebody.
Yeah, that, I don't know how long that movie has either. And then I don't know if it started yet, but Ethan Coen, half of the Coen brothers.
Oh, really?
He's coming here. From what I understand, it's a lesbian road trip comedy.
Oh, wow.
I believe it's starring Margaret Qualley, and I don't remember her name, but she was in Blockers, the young, I believe, Indian woman.
Oh,
but,
yes.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a road trip comedy, and again, we get half of the Coen brothers here, so that's pretty cool.
Half
that
of the, you know, the Coen brothers. Cool.
And I don't know if this is set in stone yet or not, but I know American Rust Season 2 is coming back here.
Yeah,
and
you did tell us that.
And the creator, Dan Futterman, the creator, told me that they were aiming for November. They were so excited to be back here, they don't even care. They're going to be shooting in the dead of winter.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
So, yeah, I haven't even told you what's coming out next.
Oh boy.
So those are the four things I know that are coming here or are here. And then, so in November we have Dear Zoe, which I don't know what it is about Pittsburgh and kids dying of cancer or children dying. But between that mural and the Dying Girl and the Fault in Our Stars, we can't seem to
Fault in Our Stars. Yeah.
We can't seem to avoid them. So yes. Dear Zoe was shot here like 2019. And
oh wow!
And speaking of
that sounds familiar.
And speaking of Stranger Things, Sadie Sink, who yes. plays Max on Stranger Things, stars in it.
Okay.
And it's finally, I think, getting I want to say it's getting a VOD release in November.
Okay.
Okay.
Then about a month later, the Tom Hanks movie that filmed here last year is getting a wide theatrical release, and Tom Hanks is probably on some Oscar shortlists for that. Would be my guess. It's called A Man Called Otto.
Otto, I couldn't think of.
Yeah, that's okay. There was a Swedish version of this based on a book. And now this is the American version of it. It's right. pretty much okay. the same story. And then in January, The Pale Blue Eye, which is a Netflix movie starring Christian Bale. That's coming out. I was so happy to see that was coming out in January, so I didn't have to worry about it this year. But yeah, that's coming out. Actually, it's coming out January 6th, which is a very unfortunate release date, but that's not but that's not my fault. I'm just the messenger.
Right. Okay. Yes. Now, you know, as Rachel...
So yeah, that's my life.
I was going to say, maybe it replaces a memory, right?
Right.
Like we always
as
say.
Rachel will tell you, I can't discuss movies. Like, I can talk about the movie Slapshot from 1970.
He hit me on the way here with this movie that I've never heard, that I literally stopped. I said, John, there are so many good movies that everyone references, like you don't even know what it is, like The Godfather, and he sits there with a blank stare, and then you hit me with the stupidest movie line that nobody knows or has heard of.
Yeah, I'm young.
But here's what I'm ready to talk to you about, because when you said Tom Hanks, so I can now play in the game. I have one movie I could talk about right now.
Oh, boy.
The Elvis movie. Did you like that movie?
I'm not going to pretend like I saw it.
Oh, really?
That movie was like 2.5 hours long, and it got such crappy reviews.
It did get crappy reviews.
I'm sure it's... I know people had fun with it. It's just one I didn't end up getting to.
Yeah, John loved it. Yeah,
I really liked it. Yeah, here's why is I never really was a fan of Elvis. I just didn't really care. And one time on traveling, we got to tour Graceland and got to tour the Sun Studios. And you look around and you're like, that young guy did all this stuff in such a short amount of time. Like, okay, we have to appreciate him. Then to watch the movie, as you know, the Merry Widows podcast, they talked about seeing that movie. So I'm like, well, me and my son, we sat and watched it the other night. And amazed, and you actually want to beat up Tom Hanks at the end of that
movie. I was going
to
say, it seems like you and the Merry Widows are the exact demographic for that movie.
I love that he didn't include me.
I gotta go. See ya. No, I just was amazed at, you know, like what a jerk the movie made it look you know, the Colonel Parker was.
Josh, so you know what a disappointment it is that John can finally talk about a movie.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to engage, you don't want to engage.
I'm sorry.
Right?
He's trying.
I wish I had an opinion on this for you. I mean, I can talk about other things I'm watching, just not that one.
I'm gonna have to go watch another movie in the next quarter.
We're getting into Oscar season now, and I'm starting to get my screenings lined up for some movies I'm interested in seeing. Like, I just saw The Woman King last week.
Oh, okay, good.
Very, very good. I encourage everyone to look up the real story and also know that the movie hits on it. I don't want to say too much else, but it's getting a little bit of online flack for glorifying a tribe. It was about an African tribe that was very involved in the slave trade, and it's getting a lot of online flack for glorifying that. But I don't think the movie touched on it and glorified. Anyway, as a movie, I enjoyed it.
Okay,
I am seeing Don't Worry, Darling, finally next week.
Okay,
it's one of those movies that has nothing to do with Pittsburgh, but I'm going to make a point to review because it's just too in the zeitgeist for me not to.
Okay,
And then trying to think. Oh yeah, I've got Tar lined up, which is a Todd Field movie with. Cate Blanchett's already been shortlisted for Best Actress for this performance. And I'm taking our classical music writer because it's set in the world of classical music. And I know he'll get a kick out of it. But yeah, my next priorities now are the three things coming out in November, December, January, and then Oscar season. And, you know.
Do you dress up for Oscar season and sit and watch?
No.
Okay. Wow, that was a disappointment.
I used to go to Oscar. Actually, no, that's not true. When I lived in D.C., we did have an Oscar party once where we all dressed up.
I love that. I think it's cool that people
I have a good
that.
Black and white photo of me and a bunch of friends. And like dressed like we're about to be on a red carpet.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's so cute.
Well, Josh Axelrod, first of all, congratulations on getting married.
Thank you. We can't
wait to see some
pictures.
We're
having you guys back on. You need to bring your wife the next time.
Oh, God, she will be my wife next
time. Yes, she will. Oh, boy, that was just a moment.
You just said that out loud, and I was like, oh, wow, that's the first time someone's, I think, actually called her that. I love it.
I now have at least October to find one more movie to talk about.
I know.
I'm giving you a good long time now because do not bother me during the month of October.
There you go.
In the meantime, Jeff is now following you on Twitter because we
for the Steeler game.
Don't disappoint.
And he's going to get in touch with me to get me on PTO.
There you go. One more mention of that. No
Before
question.
We go.
To be fair, I can also bother Heather myself if I want to do
there
that.
You go.
But
yeah. Before we go, how does everybody find you online?
Sure. I'm very accessible online. You can find me on Twitter at Jaxelberg with an H. I'm on Instagram at Jaxel22. And you can find all my work at postgazette.com. And I'm going to try to leave you with a lot of stuff to read before I take my month off.
My homework. There you go. It.
Josh, question of the day. Are you an Elton fan? I know you're young, but he's iconic.
Speaking of music biopics, I liked Rocket Man.
Oh, there you go.
I thought Rocket Man was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That right?
You know what's funny? John watched the beginning and was like, I'm not into this.
I mean, I think I'd rather a biopic like that than just a straight retelling of their life.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to answer your question, I have fun fact about me. I have a Lion King tattoo on my left shoulder. So if I didn't say, can you feel the love tonight? I feel like I'd be betraying that.
Yes.
Wow.
No, that's true.
So that's my answer to that question.
Listen, before you go, Judy Garland is my absolute favorite of all time. Did you watch Renee Zellweger as her? It was really good.
Way to pick two movies I haven't seen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but at least I can have a conversation about
You two can talk about it amongst yourselves.
I'll make John do it.
No, that was one of those movies where I was like, oh, cool. She played a real person and won an Oscar. I wasn't particularly impressed by that.
Oh, yeah, I get it. But I thought it was really good. I love Judy.
Sorry, I'm very pretentious when it comes to my Oscar selections.
I just
fish on my own. I'm letting you fish out of this.
Oh, I don't care.
I just want people to try different things. That's all.
That's it. Josh Axelrod, follow him. Our favorite writer. Check out the Merry Widows podcast story that he did that we produce and are super proud of because there's some special ladies and we appreciate that'll be
in the newspaper tomorrow. That'll be in our goodness section.
I believe
on the front page of our goodness section.
They've
tomorrow.
Told everybody that they're stars. They're these 70-year-old women and they have a podcast and they travel and do all these amazing things.
And they make it mean short rib.
Where are Bill and Ted?
All right, coming up.
Bill and Ted are
We have more.
Here.
We talked there to Yay! Dude,
thank
so,
God.
Listen,
Troy
as we're watching on Facebook Live and we prepare to edit in their music, they were crawling around behind.
That was
it was
funny.
So funny because we forgot to tell them it was okay. We forgot to tell them it was just okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't need no vodka to rock. And I don't need no rum to have fun on it. Don't take whiskey to make me feel frisky. Just give me a beat.
So we've been listening to you guys the entire time. A few seconds in between each guest. Wow. All right.
That
wow.
song.
That. So, first of all, who are you guys? Introduce yourselves.
I'm Zach Perkins.
I'm Troy Szymanski.
Troy and Zach. All right,
we are two-hearted.
Two-hearted. T-O-O.
I don't even mean this in a degrading way. Where did we find you? Did you contact Tracy, or did Tracy?
Actually, our friend Mike Swindell, I think, did your podcast.
Mike has been, the last three podcasts, he is like hooking us up with great music. He's fantastic.
Yes, he is.
And I love the people. Who did we have? Victor.
Yeah. Fantastic. We know him as well. Yeah,
he was great too. And now you guys.
Yeah.
Where do you most perform?
Back around where we're from, like Ambridge. Lead Sale, we host an open mic every Wednesday at a place called Maroney's. You can come down there and see us play.
I know that. Yeah. Okay.
And then, you know, weekends, we kind of try to bounce around. We're playing today at the Cosbar Ranch at 6 this afternoon. And, what's next weekend?
Swickley Quarter venue, which is like a really neat little alley in Swickley. It's French Quarter inspired. It's like a wedding venue, but they kind of do a little sidecar event on the weekends. It's really, really beautiful. We have that next Friday. And then... the first annual Jam Bridge is happening next weekend as well. On Saturday, starts early in the morning. They have multiple stages. It's an art and music festival that a couple businesses are trying to get some culture back into that town. So we're really excited about that one, too.
We need to share that. That's a great thing. Sure.
Is Ambridge the Iron Horse Theater? Is that where
further.
We're at?
That's for, it's almost Beaver. I think Iron Horse is in Beaver.
All right.
Yeah. It's like a little black box theater. Do you guys know what we're talking about? Mm-hmm. And they have a lot of more comedians than they do musicians. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a little bit too small for a performance venue. But yeah, it's a great place.
But
we
you
like
guys,
it.
So it's, are you all blues? Have you always been blues?
No.
Whatever. Is that blues? I mean, it is.
Yeah, I was a little Southern Rock. You know, we try to just do whatever we're feeling. For a long time, we were kind of, you know, we'd write two or three songs and try and put it in all these different boxes. And it wasn't until like last year we kind of settled on, let's just be two-hearted because we're overthinking this way too much.
Yeah, yeah. So is it just the two of you then?
Just the two of us.
That's another thing too. It took us years to get to this point. Instead of looking for a bass player or a rhythm guitar, it's like, you know, it works with just me and him. Let's just stop looking for something else and just get really tight and good at just being a duo like this.
Do you have a drum kit typically?
No. I usually play this because it helps us get into smaller venues and things like that. And plus, not having to lug a whole drum set around is pretty nice too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like a writer.
You need a roadie.
You edit. You keep cutting. You come down. You know, you write this big long article, then you kind of cut to four paragraphs. You guys did the same thing. You pared down.
Yeah, we pared down.
What it was.
Yeah.
We've tried the band thing in a couple different settings before, and this just seems to work the best.
So there's already too much ego with just the two of us, let alone trying to add a whole bunch more people. So this has been working out pretty well, though.
Well, I would say
that could be the theme. You bring Josh in, and you got yourselves one heck of a little trio for that. But you're all good at what you do, so it's worthy. Have you been in Pittsburgh long enough that you, and I know you already told me, like, you know, we have a mutual friend-ish.
Yes.
So have you been in Pittsburgh long enough to see that it sort of went from this grandiose musician sort of stage, you know, the Rich Engler story is out now, right?
Sure.
So, you know, the people performed on these big stages. And now, also because of COVID, you got used to little small cafes and things like that. Is that what you've seen, that there's sort of this roller coaster in performance venues?
It does seem a little different. It's a little more grassroots, you know. Our we're friends with Victor and Mike, and so those guys, we help each other out. You know, if we need an opening band, we'll call Mike or vice versa, that sort of thing. So that's kind of new. Whereas before COVID, it was definitely more like using, you know, Drusky Entertainment would book you, and then you'd have to sell tickets and that sort of thing. But it's a whole lot more fun, kind of just doing it with our friends and coming up from the
that's
bottom.
That's the key, right?
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Yeah,
it was kind of nice that people were starved to not have live music.
Absolutely.
So when we came back, a lot of people were looking to hear
what
stuff.
What did you guys do? Because it's interesting that we spoke to some groups who said they wrote the whole time and then performed things online. Sure. Then others didn't want to burn all of that energy, so they waited, you know, kind of. So what did you guys do through that?
I mean, a little bit of both. Sure,
yeah,
there was definitely some things to be inspired about, but... also being cooped up by yourself in a house that can kind of drive you crazy sometimes.
So, you know,
we tried to balance that a little bit by...
It wasn't any particular... It didn't drive us to do anything in particular.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Either way.
Okay.
You just love to perform.
Yeah, we're very excited to be back out and being able to, you know...
yeah.
entertain some people.
Again, rather be inside or more like outside, like down, you know, down up
like
in Beaver.
Summer concerts.
Down in Beaver. Yeah. It's up in Beaver.
I mean, don't be fooled by this long hair. We are kind of hippie-ish, so I prefer to be outside.
I feel like we have the same hair, like, so.
What is it? The regatta that happens in Beaver and all the in that in Beaver County. So do you guys like an outside venue more?
Long as we don't have to run our own sound, because that's kind of tough. You know, playing outside is a completely different monster and kind of hard to, whenever it's just me and him without a sound guy, that sort of thing, it's like tough to kind of nail everything down. But
so more acoustic is sort of
Especially with us being an acoustic, I'd say I prefer playing inside.
Okay.
I like to be outside.
Well, any venues looking, I'm telling you, we can't wait to hear them perform again. This was a fantastic performance. Such a good find. Thanks to Mike Swindell, man. He's really hooked everybody, us up especially.
He's hooked us up as well. Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah.
He was a gem. Like, he sat there so calmly at the podcast, and then when he told him to get in there and
he's
perform,
like,
it was like a jackhammer. It was like his alter ego came out. And he's good. You know?
He's good.
Yeah, we like his songwriting a lot.
He's fantastic. Well, you guys, thank you. Where does everybody find you so they can know what your schedule is, follow you a little bit more?
That's Two-Hearted, Two-Hearted on Instagram, and then Two-Hearted Music on Facebook. And that's we just post our dates and maybe some pictures here and there, not a whole lot of engagement, because like Zach said earlier, we're here to play the music, that's a whole extra job, you know.
Zach and Troy, we can't wait to hear you sing again. Let us say our thank yous so that we can get you
Elton John favorite Elton John song.
Whatever that one is about how wonderful life is with you in this world.
That
song hits me pretty good. My mom said she used to hold me when I was a baby to that song. So that kind of stuck with me. Like, every time I hear it, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I got you.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
I'm uncultured swine. I have no idea.
You and Jeff, you can listen to something else. It's no worries. Thanks for answering, guys. John is a huge Elton John fan. So
as we give our thank yous, you guys, we'll move your stuff around so you guys can get on in there. And all right, so anyways, thank you to...
Well, first we have to say, hosts. Please make sure you're listening Monday through Friday, Q92.9. It is a plug, but we have to say thank you, because we just found out our August numbers were up and we are the number one time slot with us on there because of amazing people like Monica helping us out, like the folks from PTL who come on every Monday, Heather and David, to give us a rundown, all of the great segments, and all of the Pittsburgh people who are making these stories fun to tell.
Yeah, it was a totally cool surprise.
Yep. You know,
the August numbers, number one. How about that? Who knew that? All right.
Who knew?
In the meantime, make sure you, or again, if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you download it, subscribe to it. And if you're maybe just don't want to do that, every Tuesday you could go to yajagoff.com and hit the play button on the play bar.
It's that easy.
Listen to it while you work.
And listen to people like our thank yous to Josh Axelrod, our absolute favorite writer of all time. Check him out on the Post Gazette online. All of his stories are fantastic. He does everything entertainment. And we love having him on quarterly. Thanks to Jeff Roop. He's going to come on. Rapper Roop. Did I say it wrong? Roop. Jeff is going to come on, we're hoping, a little more regular, because we want those behind the scenes stories of PTL and how he's kind of made his journey. Thank you so much to not Marianne, but Mary Beth and Paul for having us here at the Traveler's Rest, because this is a fantastic place. You need to check it out. I don't care if you're just coming down to have drinks in the South Side. You should stay here. It's amazing.
No doubt about it. And we were hoping to find some Patriots fans here today, but
we were not.
Yeah. All right. So in the meantime, thanks to Rory Conda. Who wants a new car? Well, many people do these days. But how about a certified used car, maybe even more readily available? Rory Conda is the only dealership in town to offer the car engine warranty, 3-day exchange policy, lifetime and oil filter changes, lifetime loaners, and lifetime PA inspection.
All because of the Rorick Advantage. Visit RorickHonda.com for all of your vehicle needs. And we get to listen to who I keep referring to, Bill and Ted, which I'm joking. It is Two-Hearted. They are fantastic. Troy and Zach, take it from here. Thanks so much for being with us today on Ya Jagoff.
Lately in my sleep, I've been thinking about a reason why I've been flying through the trees and the clouds, but it doesn't really feel like I want to come down just yet. The sky's beginning to blow the breeze in, and I never felt this cool before. I'll take a dive into the air through the sea instead of waking on the shore I'm on my bedroom floor. But I wanna be in it. nothing but everything I did. So take me as far as I can be from where I stand. Where I stand. Lay me in my dreams out of habit. I was such a bubble main hand. For what I'm not exactly sure, but even those I gotta figure out, I walk and blind right into the light. Me up a little something that'll help release the pressure building in my head. Exhaling for the moment I escape, living only for a little while. I wanna be anything but everything I am. So take me as far as I can be from where I stand on this mountain. I am a no one, but on the ground I'm a giant son. It's not a simple question of faith, but can you be your own?
Be our house band, just saying.